You're listening to From the Pulpit by Sahlein. If you enjoy this podcast, please consider becoming our patron by donating at sahlein.org/support.
What is Islam is all about? What is the driving force behind all those teachings, legislations? I can sum up Islam in one sentence. Through my understanding of Islam, Islam is nothing more than a social justice revolution. Yes, there are prayers, there are rituals in Islam, but 90% of Islam is about social justice and 10% about rituals. And even those rituals that we practice, many of them are meant to lead us into a social justice revolution. Let me give you an example, very simple example. Every year in Ramadan, most of you fast for 1 month, from dawn to sunset. Every year, many people view Ramadan or fasting as nothing beyond rituals. Those are certain practices that most people have in their own respective religions. So, is fasting also another form of rituals? No. Fasting is a tool, it's an instrument to focus your mind on the suffering of needy people. So through fasting and hunger, Islam prompts its followers to help, to give, to reach out to the needy and the poor. Come to zakat. What is zakat? Khums and zakat was meant to help the poor, taking from the rich, giving to the poor, to fill this gap, the gap of imbalance between the poor and the rich. Even in Ramadan, after we finish fasting, what do? We give zakat al-fitrah. It's not a big amount of cash, but it is enough to help one needy family. When we go to Hajj, some people think that Hajj is all about rituals. But in fact, the ultimate goal of Hajj is to take you out of your small world and to bring you to that big ocean. Millions of Muslims around the world, the poor, the rich, the white, the black, to bring you here and to make you understand that you do not live your life alone. There are a million other Muslims live this life, and you need to think about other people as well. It gets you out of your comfort zone by bringing you to a place where you find yourself standing shoulder to shoulder to millions of other people, among which many poor and needy. So you get to see them. It's a tour. It's a tour you take to see how life works out of your comfort zone. You see how people in Africa live. You see how people in Asia live. You could not go and check on all those people around the world and check their lifestyle and get to know their suffering. There is one way to do that, to all go to Hajj, to a place in Mecca, and meet them all there and get to know them. So this is the ultimate message, my dear brothers and sisters. Islam is about social justice movement. Islam came to fill the gap between the needy and the poor, to bring equality among people. That's why you see one of the most sacred concepts in Islam is what? Justice. Justice. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us in the Quran that I have revealed to you the books, all the books, the Quran, the Torah, the Bible, all the holy books. And I send all the messengers for one purpose, لِيَقُومَ النَّاسُ بِالْقِسْطِ, so people can uphold justice, can execute justice in the society. That's the purpose. That the world would not turn into a jungle where the powerful prey upon the weak, and the weak lives miserably under the footsteps of the weak, of the powerful. So in this verse, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala uses a rebuking tone with some people. Allah says in the Quran, "Kalla bal la tukrimuna al-yatim." Many of you do not care about the orphans. They care about their own lives, about their own livelihood. They care about their own families. They care about their own business. I care about my business, my family. But when it comes to the orphans, most of us do not care. Why? Because I don't see it a big deal for me. As long as I am doing well, who cares about others? Allah is telling me that you cannot be a true human, not Muslim, a human, unless you think about the suffering of others, including the orphans. كَلَّا بَلَّا تُكْرِمُونَ الْيَتِيمِ. Many of us do not care about the orphans. Now, what is interesting here is, God doesn't say the Muslim orphan. He says, most of you do not care about the orphan, the orphan. It doesn't matter, Muslim or non-Muslim. The orphan is an orphan. Islam encourages us to reach out to the orphans, regardless if they are Muslims or non-Muslims, regardless whether they are Arabs or non-Arabs, regardless whether they belong to my race, my ethnicity, or not. An orphan deserves help. You need to stretch the hand of help to the orphan. Do not ask about his or her religion. Is he Muslim? So I will help. But if he is not Muslim, I will not. Is he Iraqi? I would help. If he is not Iraqi, I wouldn't help. No. The orphan deserves your care, regardless. This is what I mean by saying Islam is about social justice, revolution. It is a movement that came to fill the gap in the community, in the society. Those, the needy, the underprivileged, they don't feel left alone. What does my prayer help me if I pray 24/7, but yet when I see a needy, I am insensitive? When I see an orphan crying, I don't care. What do I get out of this prayer? Nothing. Nothing. My prayer was meant to help me to be a better person, to be a more sensitive human. If my prayer turns into robotics, exercises, then let me go to the gym instead of praying. My prayer is supposed to have a profound effect on me by changing my attitude towards the suffering of other people. It is supposed to make me more receptive to other people's suffering. It's supposed to prompt me to help out when help is needed.